Here's the 1-1. Swing and a ball hit high into the air, deep right center field. Jankowski going back. He's on the track. He leaps, and he makes the catch. Travis Jankowski hanging on the fence in front of the Rangers bullpen hauls that one back. No home run for Mike Ford. Second out of the inning for Nathan Eovaldi.
Everything is working. Web jam of the day. Play of the day in the outfield from Jankowski. The offense is on fire. You knew it was an automatic win as soon as you gave Eovaldi that run support. That was the voice of the Texas Rangers, Matt Hicks, who is now joining us on your home for Rangers baseball. Here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Hicksy. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well. Best offense that you have covered since or ever? How many years have you been doing this on the Ranger games?
Since the middle of the 2012 season. And wow. I think that there's no question about the fact that this has been the best offense, which has sustained an average runs per game over six now for the longest time. You know, and we're more than a third of the way into the season. So it's not like we're talking about any kind of small sample size. This is, I think, clearly, the best offense that I've seen, especially when you're talking about 1 through 9 in the lineup. You know, I think they're probably early on when I joined the club in 2012, you probably had maybe 4 or 5 guys in the lineup that were, you know, sort of productive like this on an almost daily basis, but not 1 through 9 in the lineup. It's just been it's been phenomenal to watch this offense.
Hicks, is there an approach or a coach that we should be giving a lot more credit to, or is this just the talent in this lineup all clicking at the right time?
I think that it's probably a combination of the two. And when you talk about the coaching staff that has worked very hard on getting all of the guys, not necessarily on the same page, because I think that all hitters are individual. What works for one doesn't necessarily work for the other. But when you talk about the coaches like Donnie Ecker and Tim Hires and Seth Connor, these are the guys that work with the hitters on a daily basis. And I think some hitters require more attention, some require less. But essentially what they've accomplished overall is getting them to, and it sounds like it's a simple thing, but it's not a simple thing, getting them to chase less and getting them to be more aggressive on pitches inside the strike zone that they can do damage to. And so just to be a little bit more specific there, in other words, what Adolis Garcia might be able to do damage to would be maybe different from what Leody Taveras can do damage to, or what Corey Seager can do damage to. So it's not necessarily the same exact plan for each hitter, but you have almost everybody on the team doing a much better job individually with not going after pitches that they really can't do anything with and being more aggressive at the pitches that they can do something to.
Matt Hicks, voice of the Rangers here on 105.3 The Fan. Give me the top three at-bats that you're getting giddy for when they're stepping into the box, where you're like, something here crazy could happen, or you're just enjoying their at-bats, their top three right now nowadays?
Corey Seager has to be at the top of that list because he's barreling everything up. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's insane when you take a look at some of the numbers for exit velocity and launch angle and the combination of the two. Yesterday the hardest ball he hit was the only out that he made, and it was a ball that was hit at about 110 miles an hour. And so every time that Corey comes up, something really exciting could happen. Josh Jung, every time that he's up, there's something very exciting that can happen. And it's hard to single these guys out. And for me, now that he's back after a short stint on the injured list, Ezekiel Duran. Mm. Mm-hmm. Just, you don't know what can happen. And in the case of all three of those guys have hit some real tape measure type home runs. And I think you might expect that from a Corey Seager, but we are seeing in Josh Jung a rookie who is, obviously he's won the American League Rookie of the Month now for the first 2 months of the season. But here's a guy who legitimately could be the American League All-Star third baseman. I mean, that's the kind of season that he's having. And Ezekiel Duran, were it not for almost 2 weeks on the injured list, could be in the conversation, you know, right there along with, you know, Josh Jung as being one of the top young players in all of baseball. And, of course, I did that now, and I've left out Marcus Semien, who's having an unreal season. And I think a lot of, you know, you talk about a lot of these other guys, but a lot of people are looking past Marcus because he hasn't done some of the crazy things that some of the other guys have done. You know, he hasn't had a three-homer, eight RBI game like Adolis Garcia. But he's just consistently good every day and setting the table for this unreal offense. And you've got to be excited every time Marcus Semien comes to the plate as well.
The offense of the starting pitching.
Wow. I suppose mathematically speaking, the starting pitching, because there's fewer guys. But I think that the fact that you've got so many players contributing on offense, that I think maybe the right answer there is the offense is more sustainable, because what these guys are doing in the rotation is just, it doesn't seem like it's sustainable for Nathan Eovaldi to go as many starts as he's gone with an ERA under one. Same with John Gray. You know, with what Andrew Heaney had done until this most recent start, and then he probably could have gone a little bit deeper and would have had a better line if there had been a scoring decision that had been better. But essentially, you know, all of those guys are just having phenomenal years. And I can imagine, I think that they can all continue to be very good. I don't know as though all of them can continue to be this good all at the same time.
Matt, when you look at the lineup now that, as you mentioned, Seager's come back recently, Mitch Garver is back in the lineup now, Ezekiel Duran back from that quick stint on the IL, is the question going to be how can they consistently work in at-bats for Garver and Duran with the lineup, or do you think the natural fit there is Duran can take left field pretty consistently, Garver at DH, and continue to roll with the guys who have been producing for you?
Yeah, I think probably the latter there. I think we're going to see Garver on a more regular basis as the designated hitter with an occasional start behind the plate. By the way, we've said absolutely nothing yet about Jonah Heim, who's having an historic season. It's crazy he's only two RBIs from his career best, which was last year, and we're not even close to the halfway point in the season yet. But I think that that's what we're going to see from Mitch. And with Zeke, yeah, I think we're going to see him play on a more regular basis in left field. But, you know, getting the occasional start at short, maybe. Not, you know, very often, but, you know, you might see Corey Seager as a DH every now and then. And also, you know, spelling Josh Jung at third. You know, Josh might get maybe one day off every 2 or 3 weeks. But, you know, you're going to see Zeke's bat in the lineup now that he's back on a more regular basis for sure.
How many All-Stars does this team have?
Nine. Well, you know, it's not going to happen. And, in fact, there are going to be probably a couple of guys that deserve to be on the All-Star team that are not going to get on. But, you know, certainly Semien is right there. I think Jung, I think Garcia, I think Heim, and, you know, there are other guys that are knocking on the door there, and Nathaniel Lowe, too. You know, it's just it's ridiculous how good this team is right now and how many individuals are having all-star type seasons. It's just it's amazing. And, of course, the fans get to vote for the position players. They don't get to vote for the pitchers, but clearly, you know, there are some pitchers having all-star type seasons, you know, headed up by you know, Eovaldi and Gray, and it's just it's baseball euphoria right now.
And that leads me into the atmosphere out there. Matt Hicks, voice of the Rangers here on your home for Rangers baseball. Does it feel like the fans have totally bought in? What's it been like day in and day out there in Arlington compared to years past?
Yeah, this past series against Seattle, it felt like a party. You know, we had over 31,000 for all three games. Yesterday we had close to 35,000. So, you know, we're getting close to packing the building on an almost nightly basis. And obviously, if you score 12, 13, 16 runs a game, it's a party atmosphere throughout. So it's been obviously much different here than in years past. And people are pretty charged up about just coming out to see a team that's doing some real special things.
When do you think, and maybe it hasn't happened, when do you think the rest of baseball kind of started taking those and bought in?
Well, I think that when you talk about the rest of baseball, that teams throughout baseball, I think, have all taken notice. I'm not so sure, though, that the media throughout all of baseball has fully taken notice. And one example of that, the other day when we were in Detroit and Grant Anderson made his major league debut and did something that nobody else has done in his major league debut since 1900, that was completely glossed over and not even mentioned on the nightly highlights show put forth by Major League Baseball. The big story for them in that particular game, which the Rangers won, was that Miguel Cabrera had three hits in the game. And I could not believe, A, that the main focus of the story wasn't Grant Anderson's debut, and B, they didn't even mention Grant Anderson in the highlight package.
Wow.
So that, I mean, that's not, you know, coming from Detroit, local area, Detroit TV show highlight package of what went on. That was a Major League Baseball national coverage package completely just missing the boat on Grant Anderson and the Rangers. And, you know, at the end of it, it was, oh, by the way, and the Rangers won the game 10-6, or whatever the final score was. So I think that baseball knows what's happening, and baseball players and executives, they all know what's going on. I think it's going to take a while for the media to catch up.
Matt, is it a little bit disheartening to look in the standings and see after this magical, unbelievable run that you're only 3.5 games up on Houston?
Yeah, when I look at the standings on a daily basis, it is. I don't know if it's disheartening, but you go, man, those guys are really good.
Yeah,
and it's going to be that way all season. It's not like the Astros are going away. They've got great pitching. They've got a great lineup. If the Rangers are going to be this good, this is what they're going to have to contend with. Now, they just dispatched a team that a lot of people thought was going to be the team maybe even to beat, you know, here in this division. And we have another team in the division that's got some pretty good baseball players too, in the Angels. So, the strength of the division is not going anywhere. You know, the schedule this year being different means that we play these guys a whole lot less. You know, we play Houston 13 times instead of 19 times. But I think this is a team that embraces that challenge and would perhaps even like to play Houston a little bit more to say, we're just as good as you guys. But, yeah, Houston's going to be there, and this is not going to be a situation where we get to the middle of September and the Rangers have a 15-game lead over the Astros. It's just not going to be the case.
Did you show Jared Sandler what a true crab cake looked like in our neck of the woods?
I didn't get a chance
Come
to
on.
Take him out in Baltimore. Sean, you may know this place, but there's so many different places all throughout the Baltimore area. But I did get a chance to go to my favorite places in Linthicum, not too far from the airport, a place called G&M. You ever been there?
No, I've heard of it.
Oh, dude.
Good.
You have got to get to G&M. Their crab cakes are phenomenal.
Matt Hicks, bringing it strong, eating square pizza in Detroit. What do we got for St. Louis? What can we do here?
They got good Italian food in St. Louis.
Good Italian food. I heard that as well. Yeah. But they're going to be in town. 6:30 pregame. First pitch, 7 o'clock. Thank you so much, as always, brother. And we'll be here continuing to listen to the ride. It's been fantastic.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
There he is, Hixie, here on DFW Sports Station and your home for the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Why Joker is showing his wife way too much love during these NBA finals. And Bobby says, after this came out, no more excuses for Mark Cuban. Next.